Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Caroline, and I'm from College Girl Weekly. Today we have a very special podcast because it's officially New Year's Eve. I can't believe we made it to 2016. I'm done with my classes for the fall semester of 2015. I'm so excited. I'm home in my own home, and I'm so ready to talk about New Year's Eve. So today, I know it's a little bit late because it's already New Year's Eve, but maybe these tips will help you for next year. Come back and listen to this episode. Today's episode is all about things to do for New Year's, ways everybody can have fun, and if you're going to throw a party, these are always good tips to have. So I'm going to go through a big list of things that everybody can do, how to throw the best New Year's Eve party to make sure everybody will remember it well into the year, at least to like March. So here we go. So for drinking, everybody is very excited to drink. Obviously, it's New Year's Eve, so everybody drinks. A glass of champagne is one thing, but please remember if you have guests that are under 21 coming to your party that you're throwing, it is illegal for them to drink, obviously, as we all know. So make sure alcohol is put in a place where there's adult supervision at the very least. It might seem like no big deal now, but trust me, if the cops get called, everybody is going to be upset, and you will all regret thinking of not thinking of that detail, rather. So that is one thing to be sure to remember throughout all of these tips that I'm going to give you for the rest of the episode. And also that these people have chosen you and your house to bring in the New Year, so they want to have fun, and they want you to have fun, and they want it to be a big, huge celebration. So that's what we're going to make sure that everybody has, is a nice, big party where everybody has fun and everybody remembers it, right? Okay. So without getting too far into it, we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll talk about games that you can play and food that you should serve, drinks that you should serve, all of that. So go away.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys, we're back. And before we went on break, we talked a little bit about how to keep everybody safe, especially when it comes to drinking. So now we're going to get right into it, and we're going to talk about how to have fun. Because, yes, safety is important, but so is having fun. So we're going to get some games. Everybody has those family members that just they don't want to participate in the games for whatever reason. They're embarrassed. They don't believe in fun. I don't know. I don't know what their reasons are, but everybody has those family members. So don't let that stop you from having games at your party for the rest of your guests, because there's always going to be those people that want to have games and they want to have fun. So remember that. So once you get a few drinks in those people, it's all going to be fun and games, and everybody's going to want to play something. So most people will be drinking. It's important to pick a game that has as few rules as possible. And I know from experience that nobody likes those people who have way too many rules for whatever game you're playing. So I have a cousin who insists on going by every exact rule for beer pong, and it just literally ruins the game. It's just no fun anymore. So keep it simple. Don't jump on somebody who wants to do it their own way unless they're blatantly cheating. And if so, then please rip them a new one. So here are some games that I've compiled that aren't too complicated and are guaranteed to be fun, or at least to make you laugh. So this game is called Find Your Song. What you need is slips of paper and popular song lyrics, perhaps all songs that came out in 2015. I don't know, just a suggestion. So on long slips of paper, write out a line or two from a popular song. It might be a recent hit, like I Kissed a Girl or Hello, whatever. You want to do one part of the paper says Hello, the other part says From the Other Side, whatever, that sounds good. And then you cut the piece of paper in half, so part of the lyric is on one half and part of the lyric is on the other half. And then you hand out pieces of paper to each guest as they arrive. And at some point in the evening, maybe like an hour before midnight or something like that, some point in the evening, you tell everybody that they have to find their guest that has the other part of their lyric on it. So let's, for instance, use hello. Somebody has hello, and the other person has from the other side. They have to find each other in the party. And the first three couples to find each other get a prize. So you could have the prize be anything from a shot to having the prize be a gift card to someplace, whatever suits your fancy, whatever you have enough money for, really. Let's be real, that's what's most important. So that's a fun game. The next game is the Kiss Countdown. So what you need is several bags of Hershey Kisses, at least enough for each guest. So what you do is you hand each female guest 5 to 7 Hershey Kisses as they enter. Tell all the guests as they enter that the object of the game is for the male guests to get as many kisses as they can. So the female ones are the only people who can give kisses because they're the only people who have Hershey Kisses. So this will result in competition on the part of the male guests, and everybody will be, you know, doing crazy things like serenading people and making the females want to give the kisses to the guys. So then at the end of the night, the person who has the most kisses, so the guy who has the most kisses, gets a good prize. Maybe it's a gift card, maybe it's a pack of beer, maybe it's, you know, a bottle of something. That's, you know, it creates competition between the parties and makes the parties a lot of fun. People will sing to each other, people will recite poems. It's crazy. So it's so much fun. Okay, so the food is always important at any party, especially considering that on New Year's Eve, people start their parties after dinner time, so dinner has already happened. So they're not looking for dinner, but they are drinking a lot of alcohol. And to drink a lot of alcohol, you have to have some food in your stomach. So it's important to remember that the food, although it's not dinner food, is still important because they need to, you know, get some substance in them most of the time. So if you're going to serve hot snacks, make sure that they stay hot. This makes for a lot of work, but it also makes for a really good party because nobody wants to eat a cold pig in a blanket. That's just gross. Nobody wants that. So we know you like to have fun. I like to have fun too, but just don't let your snacks get too low or too cold because when people are drinking, it's good to keep them snacking as much as possible. So I have only one good snack idea. There are plenty more that I can think of, but only one that is easy, quick, and doesn't cost a lot of money, and that is basically having tomatoes and mozzarella cheese together. And what you do is you take toothpicks and you put bite-sized cherry tomatoes on there, a bite-sized ball of mozzarella, and a basil leaf, and then you top it with balsamic dressing, and that can just stay on a plate. It doesn't need to be, you know, it can be refrigerated, but it doesn't need to be hot. You don't have to really look after that too much other than to replenish. So that's a good one. Also, if you're going to have a hot snack, I would suggest doing, getting like Hawaiian buns and then putting like mini buns and then putting ham and Swiss cheese with some Dijon mustard on there and just popping it in the oven for like 15 minutes. And that is a good snack too. But again, that's a hot snack, so you have to keep it hot. Okay, so we're going to go on a break again. And when we get back, we'll talk about drink ideas and how you can be a good party goer, not just a good party thrower. So get ready for that. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys, we're back. Just remember, especially after that message, that drinking responsibly is the most important part of any party, of going to any party, of hosting a party. Please make sure you and your guests are drinking responsibly and not driving if they've had any drinks. Please make sure you call them Ubers, call them cabs, whatever you can, but make sure that nobody is driving after drinking. It's very dangerous. very expensive, as we've just heard. So without further ado, we're going to talk about some drinks. That's all exciting because it's the best part of New Year's Eve, and we all know it. So here we go. So for this drink, well, it's really more like a shot that we're making here. And instead of having a Jell-O shot, what you could do is have a pudding shot, which means you can pick any kind of pudding you want. Most popular is obviously chocolate. And what you do is you just put half a cup of Irish cream, half a cup of vodka, and one serving size of instant chocolate pudding mix, and then you mix it all together, and you put it like how you would any other shot. You just put it in those little plastic containers, or even if you wanted to put it in glasses, I don't know if you have that many glasses, I know I don't, so you just buy the plastic one, stick them in the fridge, top it with some whipped cream, and you are all set for a drink that night. And that is special. You could always charge. I know for college parties, a lot of people want to charge for their alcohol that they make, so you could do that. And it's pretty cheap, and it's pretty exciting, so go ahead and try that one. And that was found on allrecipes.com, like the rest of all of these drinks that I'm about to tell you. All of these are found on allrecipes.com, so make sure you check them out. They're really cool. They have lots of good recipes for any holiday, any event that you're doing, all good stuff. So the next one is a raspberry champagne. So what you do is you just have champagne or sparkling wine or Prosecco, whatever you want to do, and you put a sorbet in it. So it doesn't have to be raspberries. It could be any type of flavor of sorbet that you want, but put the sorbet in it. That's just one scoop of sorbet and then champagne over that, and you can top it with fresh fruit. If you're doing a raspberry sorbet, then I would do raspberry fruit, and whatever flavor you're doing, do the same type of fruit on it, and that's it. You're done. So you could put it in champagne flutes and serve that for your New Year's Eve party. Sounds like fun, right? And the next drink, the last drink I have for you, is non-alcoholic. So in case you have children coming to your party, or if you have, you know, a sober uncle that's coming and he can't have a drink, here's a good solution for that. So what you do is you just put ginger ale and sparkling white grape juice together, and you just do even parts, and it looks like champagne, tastes similar to champagne because it's bubbly and it's grape juice. So it makes everything feel special, especially for children. You know, they want to do the toast or whatever at midnight if they're still awake or if they're old enough. So you can give them this instead of having them have actual champagne, and then nobody is at fault, nobody is in trouble, and you still get to have the toast with your whole family. Okay, so we're going to go on one last break, and then when we get back, we're going to talk about how to be a good party goer. So enjoy that.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys, we're back, and we're ready to talk about being a party goer and not just a party thrower. So you should still be responsible. Obviously, don't get in a car if you've been drinking, like I've said several times in this podcast. But please remember to be respectful to the person's house, meaning if you're there for all night, obviously, for a party, don't make a big mess. And if you do, try to clean up where you can. It's not your house, but it is somebody's house, and they will definitely appreciate you for helping out where you can. Maybe if you see some, you know, red cups someplace, just throw them out if they're empty. So just try to clean up where you can and make it easier on the person who's throwing the party, because they put a lot of work and a lot of money into the party, and they don't need to have a whole ruined house the next day when they wake up. Bring a little something with you. We all know that money is tight right now for everybody, but maybe try just texting them the night before or a couple nights before and just be like, hey, is there anything that I can bring with me? Is there anything that would make it easier for you? Maybe it's an appetizer, maybe it's a dessert, whatever. If they don't say anything, I would just bring something anyway. Bring what you're going to drink, even. If you know that you're a big drinker and you're going to drink most of a bottle or a whole piece of beer, bring what you're going to drink so that you don't have to just use all of theirs and then there's none left for anybody else. So bring with you what you're going to have. Even if it's not a bring your own party, it's still nice to leave some for the rest of the party goers if you know you're a big drinker. Okay, so I hope everybody has a happy and safe New Year's Eve. I can't wait to hear about all your good ideas for next year. I hope these tips help somebody, even though it's really late that I'm giving them to you. So like us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/collegegirlweekly. Follow us on Twitter at collegegirlweek, Instagram at college.girl.weekly, and Tumblr, college-girl-weekly.tumblr.com. And now this is brand new, and you can even visit us on our own website, which is college-girl-weekly.weebly.com, which is in the episode description. You can find all of these links there. But please, please, please be careful. I know you have to go to a party. I know I have to go to a party. So I will see you all in 2016. Enjoy your night, guys. Be safe.